This is St. Louis Public Radio. Picture this. Dozens of gay men gather for a pool party in a secluded spot in Hillsboro, Missouri. Home movies capture their easy affection and carefree dancing. But these aren't recent videos. These movies were taken in 1945. 50 years later, a young St. Louis man named Jeff Story stumbled upon the films. Now he's weaving them into a documentary about a time when being openly, publicly gay would most certainly cost you your job and maybe even your life. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports the project offers a rare glimpse into a largely invisible world.
Filmmaker Jeff Story and Susie Seagraves of Wentzville are leaning over the kitchen counter, looking at a photo of a man wearing a Speedo swimsuit.
You'd get a kick out of this picture.
Seagraves is talking about her late uncle Buddy. Buddy Walton was once known as St. Louis's hairdresser to the stars, from Eleanor Roosevelt to Ethel Merman. Whenever celebrities and dignitaries came to town, they all went to Walton's salon at the Chase.
Queens and president's wives and movie stars. He was always around fancy places and fancy things, and he had a beautiful life.
Filmmaker Jeff Story stepped into that life when he went to an estate sale 20 years ago at Buddy Walton's mansion on Lindell Boulevard. In the attic, he found two reels of color film from 1945.
And the title slide said, a gay party. I thought,
Story was intrigued by his discovery. Years later, he began weaving the films into a documentary. As a gay man, he finds them especially compelling.
The end of one of the reels, there's a man in uniform that approaches another man and kisses him on the mouth very passionately. And there was such a beauty in that moment. I kind of couldn't believe I was seeing it.
Story began a jagged journey to find anyone who is in the films who might still be living. He's located some relatives like Seagraves, but he says most of the men at the pool that day are probably dead. Several people who aren't in the home movies can testify to what it was like to be gay in mid-century St. Louis, like Richard Eaton, who grew up in the 1940s. I went to his home in Soulard to talk about the past and look at photos.
Come on in.
Eaton, who's 78, has always had pets, but early on, he couldn't even imagine having a partner, much less a husband, only flings. He used to look over his shoulder as he ventured to gay bars like Martin's near Union Station.
There were a couple places that had like the old speakeasies. You know, they would open the sliding door to see who was out there before they would open the door.
But it wasn't just going out to the bars. Even the prospect of getting medical care was fraught with peril.
So I went to my new doctor. But one of the first questions he asked me was, have I had any sexual experiences with other men? And I lied. You know, I didn't know what he would do with the information because he was new.
What do you think a person could do with that information?
At that time, I thought, well, would he call my employer?
Eaton worked at Ladue High School as a guidance counselor.
That's a Ladue picture. One of the years.
He shows me a 40-year-old photo taken during a time when he led a double life. To keep track, he only went by Richard in his social circle.
If somebody approached me and called me Rich, I knew that they were associated with the Ladue School District. And so that's how I kept my identity separate.
Something else that was kept separate, whites and people of color. Gay life, like all life in St. Louis, was segregated. The only African Americans in the pool party footage are wearing white uniforms, serving food to the other men.
Even, you know, in the gay world, there was still class, there was still race, there was still all those issues.
Beth Prusasik is working with Story as a co-director on the documentary. She says all kinds of privilege determined who attended these lavish pool parties, who got to enjoy this kind of freedom, likely denied to those who weren't wealthy white men.
When I first watched the movie, I noticed a number of the men have wedding rings on. And I thought, you know, these men have to go back to their lives where they can't be as, you know, open and can't be who they are. And that is even more significant for, you know, African-American men, lower class men.
The other people missing from the pool party were women. But 81-year-old Betty Neely says lesbians were having their own clandestine gatherings. Neely takes me to the basement of her Webster Groves home to show me a poster-size photo of herself in the 1950s. It's an iconic image of Neely that once hung in a local lesbian bar and shows her in her trademark leather jacket with her impressive set of wheels.
That's a 1952 K model, Harley-Davidson motorcycle, Sportster. And I'm outside of a bar on South Broadway, and I'm older than 16 because I'm on the street.
Neely says bars like the Kit Kat Club felt like the safest places to gather with friends.
People say to me, why didn't they have a house party? I said, oh, yeah, that's great. People next door complained to your landlord that you had 12 men-looking women in your house last night. The next day, I have to move.
Memories like that fascinate filmmaker Jeff Story. Back in the kitchen, Story and Susie Seagraves are going over numerous photos of Seagraves' gay uncle, Buddy Walton.
So, yeah, I definitely want any images of you of that time because
Story has come to believe that it was Walton behind the camera, filming those gay men at a pool party in 1945.
And these men are still in their 20s in the sun swimming, like they always will. And there's a real sweet pain. And when you watch it, there's a happiness. But you can't believe it's so long ago, and you can't touch it. It's gone.
The haunting images are confirmation that, yes, gay men did live and love at a time when no one dared to even speak of same-sex attraction.
Someone thought to turn on a camera, that these people allowed a camera into this sacred place. I just knew it was gold. It was something special.
Story says he has reason to believe his documentary, simply called Gay Home Movie, could make it big. It's caught the interest of Hollywood executive Brian Graydon, who in 1995 backed a film that launched the TV show South Park. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.